Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everybody. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to join Michael Kay and myself, journalist Victoria Gaither, on At Home with Victoria. If you are new to our podcast and our show, Michael and I have been on the air. I want to say it's been almost, 4 years for me, but over 3 years for Michael. We do a little bit of news. We do entertainment. And tonight, Michael, we've got some pretty stellar entertainment on that you have brought to us.
We do. Tonight we're going to go ahead to Nashville. James Lucente with Lucente Entertainment always sends me the best and brightest up-and-coming artists. We've had Savannah Grace on from Nashville. She's 13 years old with her first EP called Crush. She's here to go ahead and, again, have her little debut here on Homeless Victoria with her new single called Broken. Her video for Broken actually dropped yesterday, so you can go to youtube.com/Savannah Grace and check it out there, as well as Preston Leatherman, Dancing with an iPod in Public. You know, Victoria, I have an ulterior motive here. I have to get these people on now because eventually they will be too famous. I will have to go through PR people and all that grody stuff and stuff. So I have to get them right out of the hopper. So let's start the show off with a little bit of Savannah Grace. Savannah Grace joining us now from Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome back to the show, Savannah. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We're having a spot of rain here, so I don't know what's going on. Just cropped up in the last minute and a half, so we could float away by the end of the show. But we had you here first time for Crush, and Crush is doing very, very well. What's been going on since then?
Since then, we've had a new single come out. It's called Broken. And it's a story, it's about a heartbreak, and it's this song I think a lot of people can relate to. It's a song where you have all these feelings for someone, and they just totally go and break their promise, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I watched the video, and I wanted to punch that little man in the head. I know he was just acting as your boyfriend, but Vic and I were going to go ahead and jump in the truck, grab a shovel, and drive down to Nashville and give you a hand.
Okay.
And Savannah, again, welcome to the show. And as we speak, I'm actually looking at the video on YouTube. So for those of you that are interested, like Michael Kay said, you can find it on YouTube. Just type in Broken and Savannah Grace, and it will pop right up. Savannah, I'm always pleasantly, I don't want to say surprised, because I'm really not surprised, but just amazed at how wonderful you are for your age. Michael and I have talked about this, and how mature that you are. So we hope that as you continue through the music industry and in your career, that you don't turn into like a Justin Bieber or some like crazy kid
totally
out there.
Like
so
that.
Stay focused, okay?
Totally.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Savannah, what do you think of the whole controversy surrounding Miley Cyrus right now? All of us know that she's a very, very talented young lady. And, you know, do you feel she's doing this just for fun, or do you feel like she's actually trying to sow some wild oats, Savannah?
You know what? I don't know. I go either direction. I like her okay. I think she has good music. I like her taste in music. I think she has a good style. I don't really know what's happened to her personality-wise, but, you know, I mean, I've looked up to her, you know, when I was a kid. Being Hannah Montana, I was Hannah Montana for Halloween, like, 2 times, and, you know, I mean, it's kind of devastating, but, I mean, I just got to wish her the best of luck and hope she'll come back around, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, as being a fan and stuff, are you upset with her at all? Like, I mean, some people are so concerned with letting her fans down and everything like that.
I'm not really, like, mad, but I'm just kind of disappointed in how she's, you know, turned out different.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, let's not hold the world.
Oh, go ahead, Victoria.
No, I was going to say I wanted to switch from that to the video since I'm kind of watching the video. Talk a little bit more about the video and, you know, what the process was like, because I know we're going to talk to Preston Leatherman a little bit later on in the show about the video. But, you know, where was it shot and, you know, sort of what was your feeling about the video?
Well, we shot at a bunch of different locations. We actually went to Preston's house for part of it, and we went, like, all over downtown Nashville doing different scenes. We went to Rocket Town, actually, and that was really fun, and that's where we shot the whole piano scene. with the candles all around. That was really fun. So we went a little bit of everywhere, and the song itself is, you know, it's personal to me. It's about when you like this guy. I thought that he liked me back, and it was all going well, and the next thing I know, another girl got involved, and, you know, I was heartbroken, but it came out making a great ballad, so at least I got something good out of it, you know.
Absolutely.
Michael.
Always good comes out of the dark. So with no further ado, and I hate that word, Savannah Grace with Broken. More with Savannah Grace and Preston Leatherman when we get back. And you can check her out at www.imsavannahgrace.com. The now 14-year-old Nashville star, James just emailed me, said she's 14. So happy belated birthday, Savannah. joining us now is Preston Leatherman, the director and producer of Savannah's new video, Broken. Welcome back, Preston Leatherman, the busiest man in Nashville.
Beautiful.
Listen, you can always tell, Michael. You can always tell when Preston is back on at home with Victoria because he always does the woo woo, or you know, you just know he's here.
I never just say hello. How are you? How are you this evening?
The energy is contagious.
There you go. Got to be creative. Got to be creative.
Absolutely. Preston, not your first foray into producing and directing, but, of course, what was it like working with Savannah on her second project?
Oh, it was pretty nice. It was pretty good. No, I mean, it was – it's so cool. I mean, the first big thing that we did together was Crush, which you did earlier, which I still think that's one of the catchiest songs, not even I've ever heard of, but just been a part of. So I was super pumped to obviously get together, and we actually worked on two tracks this go round, and so Broken was the first one, and yeah, I mean, it still boggles my mind. Savannah, you can hear me, right? I'm about to pay you a compliment. it still boggles my mind. I mean, Savannah, who, like, she's only 14. It's not like she's, you know, been around the block for forever. You know, she comes from, you know, never have any, like, formal, like, songwriting lessons or anything really music. And, like, for her to come with these, like, song ideas, like, all these songs that we've written with her have all, you know, come from her. She just has this journal of just stuff, and she just, like, and I just sit there, and I'm just like, hey, just shout out some stuff, read some stuff off, and even if it sounds completely random, and she just starts reading stuff off, and then I kind of pick stuff out and start playing some chords around it, and we eventually kind of bring a song. So it's a really cool process, you know, because for me, a lot of times when I'm writing or producing, I'm doing a lot of it, you know, just by myself, you know, just kind of in my studio and stuff. And so it's cool to collab with her, you know, who's obviously in a different age bracket and even a different gender from myself. so it's cool to kind of collab these different ideas. And I love how it turned out. And I don't know, it was good times.
So I have a question. So I need to know, the guy that she wrote Crush about, is he now the guy in Broken? Inquiry minds want to know, Savannah.
Ooh. Savannah, that's you.
Savannah is learning how to ignore the media already. Good for you, Savannah.
She's pulling a Taylor Swift.
If you don't
want to
answer,
industry.
It's a mystery. Savannah hung up. She couldn't handle the pressure.
Hold on, I can't hear. It's cutting out.
No problem. She's pulling a Taylor Swift. She'll just go ahead and
there
play the music. And then,
I'm sorry. Oh, I can't hear.
Yeah. Falling great. Preston, you got a lot of stuff coming up. I see you're going to be on the road for the next 3 weeks.
I'm heading to Florida next. Actually, Savannah's going as well, right, Savannah?
Woo!
Yeah. We're going to, along with James, our manager, we're going to Playlist Live, which is, I haven't been yet, but I hear good things. But Playlist Live is in Orlando, and it's pretty much like the biggest, like, YouTube convention. It's like a half festival / convention / conference, just regarding YouTube culture, and a bunch of the big, like, YouTube acts and bloggers and such are there. And I'm lucky. I'm going to be performing at it, which will be a total blast. But also, it's just going to be a huge networking event, and so it'll just be really good just to connect with all these people who, you know, put up a video, and then, you know, a couple minutes later they have a million plus views. So that'll be a lot of fun. And I'm not to perform at that will be awesome. And then also staying, I'm staying down there a few days for like the week after that as well. I think I can talk about this, but there's a boy band that's being put together. That when I heard about it, I was like, oh, okay, boy band. But basically, I mean, it's like four of like just huge YouTube talents. For anyone listening out there who isn't overly familiar with YouTube culture, I mean, it's mind-boggling. These kids like follow all these YouTube people, and they're like bigger than Justin Bieber and like Justin Timberlake to these people in these eyes. I mean, it's huge. So this boy band is like four of these guys who already have these huge followings and putting them together, and they're super talented. And so I'm lucky enough to where I want to be able to – I'm going to spend a few days down there and be writing with one of the producers who did a bunch of stuff with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, because they're all from Orlando. So I'm going to be writing with him for a few days, and we're going to be writing a bunch of really cool pop songs that hopefully these guys will – bike and start performing. And, yeah, so it'll be a blast. I'm super pumped for it.
Well, I wish you all the best of luck. There was a little bit, you know, it's so funny because James sends me information, and it's always with him what I can and cannot say on the radio. And, you know,
yeah.
the man is built so puny that he intimidates me. Joining us now, the muscle basically behind Lucente Entertainment is James Lucente. James, I didn't let any cat out of the bag, did I?
I did not hear any felines let loose at all. It sounded yeah. fantastic.
Well, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me
back to the show, James.
I am doing fine. I guess we're all having so much fun that we keep talking over each other tonight. But yeah, James, thank you so much for being on being back on the show. Michael was telling me that you've got is it an event that's going on that you want to promote and talk about to get the word out about?
Yeah. Well, besides these two awesome, talented people that. I mean, honestly, they drive my business. I mean, it's amazing. I'm just so fortunate to have people around me like Preston and Savannah. It's incredible. There is, like Preston said, Playlist Live. Well, Preston will be performing in Orlando March 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Savannah will be there as well hanging out with me. It's a great place to come and meet her and Preston and a ton of other YouTubers like Preston was saying. Just to stay in sequence here, Preston and I both will be writing with the boy band in Winter Park, Florida. They're called, and this may be the first time it is being announced, they are called Far Young, F-A-R-Y-O-U-N-G, and it's four kids from YouTube, and one of the kids in the group is a guy by the name of Eben Frankowitz, who's an extremely popular YouTuber and one of the youngest top 20 contestant on American Idol 2 years ago. He's the youngest that's ever gotten into the into the Hollywood round on TV. Anyway, so following that, April 4th in Cincinnati, Ohio, is a new venture that I'm involved with called New Revolution Music Group. And there's a show going on at the 20th Century Theater in Cincinnati. And you can hit my website up or my Facebook, lucenteentertainment.com. For all the info on that, and that show will have about 15 excellent YouTube artists. You don't want to
miss. Wow. Fantastic. Now, James, I know we can't talk much about this little one, but James actually sent me some little sneak peek of this girl named Lindsay Fuente. And, James, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk about it because I was overzealous. I wanted whatever she had, the demo that she put out, to be played tonight. But, of course, it's not ready. Preston said no. Everybody said no, which I entirely agree. But, James, I think you found a really, you know, your taste is impeccable, but I think you found another one, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, Lindsay Puente, she's 8 years old. Out of Texas, a really small town, 5,600 people, Sinton, Texas, and she came up to Nashville. We all wrote a song together, same process we did with Savannah, brought her in. She had ideas, melodies, and I tell you, it's amazing to get in a room with these kids, and I don't think of Savannah as a kid anymore because she's like a pro in the studio, but this was Lindsay's literally a kid. We were all like, wow, we haven't seen an 8-year-old girl in person in a while. It was... You're like, it's crazy because she's on the mic singing like, you know, like a young Ella Fitzgerald, and then off the mic she's singing about vegetables, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. So we put together this tune that she came up with. It's about being a little girl in a big world. The song's called Living in a Big World, and it was a whirlwind trip for her. She flew in. It was when we had the ice storm, so that she got delayed a day. Their flight was canceled. They had to sleep at the airport, and they came in a day late. So we had to crunch in writing, producing, and shooting a video all in 7 days. And
wow.
I hope none of the child labor lawyers are listening at all. But she worked some long hours without one complaint. And Savannah is the same thing. Savannah will sing for hours and hours on end in the studio where I know adults that, you know, can do it for about three and they give up. I mean, it's amazing the drive that these kids have. And I don't know whether it's, you know, the YouTube, being able to know that your stuff's getting out there and the instant kind of instant gratification of that. But, I mean, they are driven. When I was 14, I didn't do that. Or anything.
Yeah.
No. When I was eight, there was three channels on TV, and my exercise was getting up and changing those three channels. So.
Nick.
No, I was going to say, getting back to Miss Savannah Grace, I was watching the video while she was talking, and it's a beautiful video, and it's just a lovely song. So I will certainly be keeping that on my computer as a favorite and downloading it to listen to it from here on out, because it really is just a nice song. So congratulations to you again, Savannah, and also Preston. It's just really nice.
Thank you. And, you know, to make sure Savannah gets the proper credit, the concept of that video was really mostly from her. Savannah has this really unique ability to create the video as the song is being written, sometimes before the song is written. So we'll be mid chord structure, mid-verse, mid-bridge, whatever, and Savannah's like, I really think the part of the video right here should go like this. She really has a very creative mind that's fortunate to be able to pair her with Preston to pull all that stuff out. It's quite impressive.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's such a huge trip to go ahead and follow these people from their beginning to their eventual climb to stardom. We are running out of time, people, so if you want to go ahead and learn more about Savannah Grace, check her out at www.iamsavannahgrace.com. If you want to learn more about Preston Leatherman, it's www.prestonleatherman.net. If you have what it takes, please go ahead and send your submissions to www.lucenteentertainment.com. James, always a pleasure chatting with you. Savannah, continued congratulations. I hope this one, I saw basically in one day over 531 views, so I feel that's going to be fine for you. Preston, best of luck with your new Far Young band. I think you can do no wrong. I would call Preston the new David Foster. I think he's of that caliber. He's just going to end up with so much money that he's going to forget all of us.
No, he better not.
I know, right?
Anyways, everybody, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Continued success, and please remember your home is At Home with Victoria as well. So anytime any one of you have anything in the hopper, please go ahead and shoot me an email, man. You're just minutes away from coming on.
You know, we love you guys.
Love you too, man. You guys take care.
Thank you.
Take care. Michael, yeah.
That's some talented people.
I just posted the the video on my Facebook wall as well as my fan page and your fan page, and when I'm done I'll go on Twitter and actually send it out on Twitter as well. But yeah, it's just a beautiful song, and it's always nice for us to see on our show you know, people like Savannah and Preston that are young, that are doing well, that have their head on straight, you know, and you contrast that to when you watch stuff on television with the Beavers and Miley's of the world. So I'm always encouraged when you have them on. It just continues to give me hope.
No, absolutely. And you know what? She's becoming very media savvy, because I don't know if that boy was written in Crush and written in Broken and stuff like that, but I like how she kind of danced around the question there. She's really really getting smart. So anyways, Vic, we're almost out of time. I'm going to end actually with Savannah Grace's first single called Crush. Thank God you stopped me.
For mine? Tomorrow on Live with Kelly and Michael, so you talk about it.
Absolutely. Good friend of ours, a good friend of the show's Jasmine Booth, is going to be competing for a $100,000 prize in Live's Unstoppable Moms contest on Live and Kelly, Live with Kelly and Michael tomorrow at 9 a.m. It's live. Voting opens at 10 a.m. tomorrow. You can go ahead and click on Live with Kelly and Michael's website, Live with Michael and Kelly, and then go ahead to the contest portion, click down on that, and vote for Jasmine Booth. She's a great mother and a great inspiration to us all. Vic, thank you so much for reminding me. I would have been so mad had I forgot.
Well, listen, the only reason why I remember, because I have it written down in front of me on a napkin in front of my computer when you told me to remind you. So it's all good.
Good. It's all good. Anyways, for At Home with Victoria, I'm Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host for tonight. Thanks for listening to At Home with Victoria. We're going to end with a little bit of Savannah Grace, Crush. Good night, Victoria, and have a good time tomorrow on International Connection.
Good night. I will. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Off of you, yeah.
been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.